Welcome back, my friends, to episode 92 of the MailRight Real Estate Agent Podcast Show. And I'm glad you're tuning in with us today because we have an important guest with us, Matthew Mialy from Keller Williams and Real Estate Profit, or RE Profit. And we're going to get into his introduction in just a moment, but I'm going to toss it back over to Jonathan so he can tell us about our wonderful sponsor.
Oh, yes, folks. And that's the Real Estate University, where you'll be able to learn all about modern marketing online with emphasis on Facebook. So if that's interesting, go to their website. You'll find a link on the show notes on the MailRight website that will accompany this great interview. And back to my co-host, Thomas.
Thanks, Jonathan. Okay, and I'm going to go right over to our wonderful guest, Matt. Wow, go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
My name is Matthew Mialy, and I am a real estate agent. I run a team out of Greater Hartford. We're a team of 9 agents. We have 2 listing specialists, 5 buyer's agents, and an admin team. We'll probably get to about $60 million in production this year, just under 300 units. So we're running a pretty high volume team. We're following some pretty traditional real estate models. I've been in the business since about 2008. Started on the team building thing in about 2010 and really started to hit sort of the rocket booster probably about 4 years ago, where things started to come together pretty quickly. In addition to that, I'm a co-founder of a software program that is designed to help real estate agents follow their business model based on pure profit and loss and business practices that we know are going to help them get to highly profitable businesses, not just productive ones. And we launched that business about 7 months ago. We're having a wild ride getting in the hands of as many agents as we can. And that's what got me here. So thanks for the intro.
Awesome. Well, we're certainly glad to have you on the show and going to dive into the questions in just a moment. I want to let Jonathan introduce himself real quick.
Oh, hi there, folks. I'm the founder of MailRight. We're a software company that will help you get quality leads with an emphasis on utilizing Facebook paid advertising.
And I'm Thomas J. Nelson. I'm a residential realtor here in America's finest city, San Diego, California, where I serve the military. I serve parents that are putting students into our university system, but maybe they don't want to live in the dorms. And I also work with our senior community, helping people retire or get that retirement home. All right. Well, I want to dive into this because I blog a lot, and a lot of my blogs have to do with the fact that when an agent gets his license or her license, they for some reason think they just got a job and they're looking to get a paycheck, when in fact they just bought a business and they have to earn a commission check, and then they have to know what to do with that. And that's why I asked Matt to join us today, because RE Profit and his philosophies that go behind it are age old as far as I'm concerned. Even though it's a 7 month old company, I think it's a valuable company that we need in this business. Matt, would you please, before we dive into RE Profit, let's set up your background a little. How, before you were in real estate, what's your background professionally?
Well, I graduated from college in 1997. So I came out of school with a communications degree, and like a lot of people with a communications degree, wound up in sales. First interview I ever went to, I think I was interviewing to work at like a computer company in customer service. And halfway through the interview, the interviewer looked at me and said, "You know what? You need to be in sales." And I had no real concept of even what that meant, but they basically just said, "Look, you've got that sort of part of you that is, you're selling yourself here in an interview. You'd be great if we could put you on our sales team." Now that was in the late '90s, so they of course stuck me on the sales floor, gave me a Yellow Pages book, and said, "Go sell some websites." And so literally it was just straight up door knocking and cold calling for, the first year and a half of my professional career, talking to people about this newfangled thing called the internet and the World Wide Web. And, everything from, tie shops to, fireworks manufacturers, I would call them and try to get in the door to help them understand what the value of the internet was. So that was really my first foray into sales. I was in the Boston area. So after, playing in that space for a little while, I wound up in radio advertising, spent about 2.5 years selling radio ads in Boston. And again, say just traditional cut your teeth sales model, you know, just pounding the pavement every day. When you're brand new and young in the radio sales business, I mean, you get nothing. They don't give you, you know, they just basically hire 1,000 people and they know that by the end of, you know, the first 6 months, only 20 of them are going to be left because you've got to kick open every door to every bar and restaurant in town. All the big ad agencies are already working with people. So you're just flipping over every rock you can find to find any nickel or any penny that you can to put on a 30-second ad on overnights and in radio. So I really came out of a very traditional sales training type of a background and ultimately wound up in Los Angeles for a brief period of time. I was out there for about 4 years. Mm. And while I was there, I kind of merged my two industries where I was in internet sales, but advertising driven. So we were selling banner ads. And of course, this is the early 2000s when banner ads and email lists and I worked for a company called CitySearch.com. And I wound up as part of their original team of real estate salespeople because they launched a real estate ad platform. And why? Because real estate agents love to spend money on stuff. So it was like low-hanging fruit. They were out selling, you know, selling stuff to restaurants and bars. And they said, who else spends money frivolously? They're like, oh, you know what we should? We should build an entire platform around selling stuff to real estate agents. So they hired me and they said, Matt, go call on all these real estate agents, knock on their doors and sell them $99 a month and $69 a month banner advertising packages. And, you know, then that's how you're going to build a business. So I did that for about 2 years, and that was my introduction into the real estate industry. And and through that, I started to understand a little bit about the metrics behind it. And as I was meeting with these agents time after time, I was like, wow, I think I could do that. I think that's something that I could get excited about. I wound up in my very last corporate role at a company called Network Communications, which is based out of Atlanta, Georgia. And they actually published the real estate book, which again, back in, you know, the 90s was probably the predominant way that agents marketed their listings. So I was on a national sales team there and selling national real estate partnerships and exposure for companies like Home Depot and Sherwin-Williams Paints. And so I was in the real estate business, but at like a 30,000 foot overview. You know, I was at the National Association of Realtors Conference, you know, for like 4 years in a row before I was even a licensed agent. Sometime around 2006, I moved back east with my family and got my real estate license, thinking that, you know, this was going to be my ticket to, you know, my millions. It was just going to be, wow, this is going to be so easy. I've met lots of agents and this is going to be a piece of cake with my awesome, sales experience. I'm going to do it. And, you know, the harsh reality of the business kind of struck that it's a grind. It's hard and it's incredibly lucrative at the same time. So, I've been super passionate about it since then, but, yeah, that's how I wound up selling real estate.
You know, I find it interesting because your sales background really prepped you for the grind. It's interesting that you still found it difficult entering real estate with all that skill sets, because I mean, first of all, you were selling air in radio. And you then before that you were selling this newfangled concept that wasn't even tangible to a bunch of middle-aged people that thought internet was probably going to be a fad. So totally. I mean that took some skills to do that.
I would preface it by saying that the sales part of the business wasn't hard. The contacts part wasn't hard, but the challenge in real estate for most agents is really understanding that it's much more of a service business than it is a sales business. Right. And so when you're a high production driven guy and you're used to like the quick close, which is what I was trained to do,
right,
and you walk into somebody's house and you try to apply sort of traditional sales tactics, you know, it's going to work sometimes, but you have to learn that ultimately this business is about providing a really high level of service for your clients. There's only one sale that happens. And then after that, it's about service. And so, you know, I had to adopt my behaviors a little bit and understand that the service part of this was going to play a central role in me building a big business. And then the other struggle really came from not having the business acumen that came as being a highly productive agent. Because I got into production quickly by every measure of a new agent. I sold a ton of houses. I think in my first year, I sold 35 houses. You know, then by the time I was in my third year, I was, you know, averaging 40 to 50 sales a year And, you know, before I built my team and started to create leverage for myself, you know, that was, again, that's high production for a solo agent in just about any market. But the bottom line is I was just chasing commission checks. Like I didn't have the MBA. I didn't have the finance degree. You know, I didn't have that background. All I knew how to do was just kick doors open and make deals happen. So I was chasing opportunity, and the industry was feeding me all the tools and all the resources that fed to that kind of hunger that a traditional salesperson's going to have, and that most of the people that get into our industry have. Because you get your license, and then what happens? Now what?
Yeah, like, exactly.
That happens to everybody. It's like, oh, I'm licensed. And then you're like, now what? Where do I go? What do I do? And everybody runs into that brick wall. And so then the industry is just feeds us. I mean, walk on any trade show floor in our industry, and you're just bombarded with tools for production and leads, and every tool is geared toward the next newfangled way to create new opportunities. And nobody's really going down to the core basics, which is that it's a prospecting-based business, which requires you to find an ROI for every opportunity that you create. And I built by every measure a successful business in about 3 years. And the reality was I had no money. I had nothing to show for it. I was behind on my taxes. I didn't have, I couldn't figure out how to get out of it, because the one thing I was really good at was kicking more doors open.
Mm. So, okay. You're a successful agent but you're not seeing the quality of life, or are you just not seeing the money in the bank? I mean, are you living a good life, but you're realizing you're just spending everything you're making? Like what did you realize had you in that situation?
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I think that my quality of life was really in question, you know? And so I had come from a corporate background where I had, you know, 401k, and I had, everything, health insurance. And I jumped both feet into being an entrepreneur, because that to me was unlimited upside, which is what was attractive to me. And as soon as I started to experience that unlimited upside, it was like the bottom fell out. Oh, but you also have to pay for your health insurance. Oh, but you also have to pay for all these expenses that create those opportunities. Right. And it felt like every time a new deal came in, the money was spent before I got there. And my, candidly, it was, like most agents can relate to, I was on call 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, because when you're at that level of production, your clients always need you. And if you don't have good business practices in place and good systems and tools to help you leverage off your time, you're just going to perpetually be chasing stuff. And that's what it felt like. And so, 3 years into it, I had in 2011, I had two young kids, both of them under 4 years old. I never saw my wife. We went on, vacation every year, but I would spend most of the day sitting in front of the laptop and on the phone. Mm-hmm. And so, my marriage started to suffer. I didn't see my kids. And so just doing that sort of inward retrospective, I started to realize, like, this isn't what I was after. This is not the life I desired. And so I just had that kind of moment of clarity where I said, I've got to fix this. And what did it start with? And so I started just asking the simple questions, like, what am I doing every day that's not productive? And what am I doing every day that's causing challenges for me in living that life I want? And, the question comes up. I mean, there's not an agent out there that hasn't had the thought, what if I just go get a job, right? Like you sort of quit over and over again in your head. And, for me, I knew I had something. I knew that, I made over $300,000 in 2011. I knew that wasn't something to throw away, but I didn't know what to do with it. I just couldn't figure out, like, how come I have none left every year?
Yeah, that's almost worse than not making it to begin with, because you got all that time and energy. You're putting everything secondary in your personal life, and it's starting to suffer, and you go, well, at least I made 300,000. And then you look and it's IOIO instead of having some abundance in there. So this hits you at some point, and what about it? You started to talk about eliminating the things that aren't bringing ROI in, but like, what did you actually start to do to make changes?
So, I mean, it's going to sound a little bit corny, but I actually like journaled about it at the end, in the beginning of 2012, as I was setting my goals for the year.
Okay.
I proclaimed that 2012 was going to be my year of clarity. And what I meant by that is, if you've ever talked to a realtor and they and you ask them, like, so what's your production, right? And they say, like, oh, well, I did 17 million last year, right? And or whatever, I did 37 years. There's always a little fluff factor. Like, there's always a little, like, everybody always exaggerates. Well, I was no different. I was absolutely no different. And so I decided in that year that if I ever talked about numbers, this was literally something I journaled about, I was going to say the real number. No matter what question it was, no matter how uncomfortable it was, I was going to say the real number. So when my wife asked, like, how much money do we have in the bank? Like, I was going to tell her $108. You know, like, I was going to tell her. I wasn't going to be like, ah, well, I got a commission coming next week. I'll be in 10,000. I got this one, 14,000. I got 6,000. I was just going to be honest about numbers in my life, because that's just not comfortable for me. It's not natural. You know, I'm definitely, you know, that I'm more about opportunity and I'm more optimistic. And so getting to, like, the real is painful. It was challenging. And so
I would agree with that. And pardon me for interrupting, but you just touched on something that I think is important to point out. I don't think that all agents do that to embellish for their ego. I mean, some do, obviously, but we got to stay psyched up. And this business every day just beats us down. And so we can't come from a place of scarcity. We have to think abundance, even when it's not there. But you touched on, you know, there's a fine line between keeping yourself psyched up and lying to yourself.
Totally. Totally. And you're 100% right. I never embellished because it was about ego. It's just this part of you that's like, you got to stay positive or the world is just going to kick you in the teeth. And you know, real estate's hyper competitive. It's super challenging. And you've got to get up every day and listen to 99 no's to get to a yes. And you know, that's just like, if you focus on the no's, like, oh, that's, you know, 77 no's, 78 no's, it eventually it just wears you down. So I totally agree with you. It's a behavioral challenge. It's not it's not about being disingenuous. It's just behaviorally successful agents are wired a certain way where, you know, we're optimistic, we're drivers, we're going to go out there and get stuff done. And we're just not going to focus on the carnage that we leave behind us. So in 2012, I just decided that, you know, the carnage was the carnage. And I wasn't going to focus on it, but I was going to be real about it, you know? And so I started tracking all kinds of crazy things. I started tracking how many hours I spent at home. You know, I started time blocking time with my kids. I started just being super intentional about all of the things in my life that mattered to me. And then getting real about the fact that I was not getting what I wanted. And so, and the biggest place where the biggest thing that I could impact was my finances. I knew that if I could, you know, manage to build my business in a way that was more productive financially, that I could have more time because I could give more opportunity away to other people. But the only way I would be able to do that would be to not be chasing one check just to cover the expenses from 2 months ago. I had to get real about what those numbers were. And so I started to just unwind this messy bag of snakes. I mean, I had, you know, maxed out credit cards and I had all the earmarks of, you know, somebody that was a financial disaster. Yet I had awards and medals and I was on our agent leadership council and I was teaching classes in our market center, you know, so the outward appearance was like, oh, this is the guy you want to emulate. But like behind the scenes, you know, it was a mess. And I was super embarrassed about it. Obviously I can talk about it now because I'm on the other side of it, but it was a really embarrassing part of my life that I couldn't get a handle on.
Yeah. And the dirty little secret.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, what changed for me, what really changed was that when I got to the other side of it, I caught up on my back taxes. Like I just hustled my butt off to get to a point where I could finally get even. And it was probably like late 2013. And I was at a retreat with my colleagues from my market center. These were all the top producing agents. And at Keller Williams, we have a panel, which is called the Agent Leadership Council. And it's comprised of the top 20% of agents in each market center. And there's an annual retreat where you go away and you sort of mastermind for a day around what are the things that would be beneficial for the market center. And I brought up the topic of, you know, being more financially aware of our businesses and treating our businesses more like businesses. And this was, again, 2013. And I shared in a vulnerable moment, right, with my colleagues, this struggle that I had. And fully expecting everybody to sort of pat me on the back and say, well, good job for you, Matt. And we're here to help. And in fact, what happened was the exact opposite. And it became super clear to me at that moment that this is a pandemic. This is not just a Matt Mealy problem. This is an industry problem, because there were 12 of us there. And one by one, literally every single person there shared a personal story of financial hardship that they were either experiencing at that moment or had experienced. And keep in mind, these are all the top producers in our market center. These are all people making over $200,000 a year. And every one of them, you know, somebody had their car repossessed. Somebody was in the middle of foreclosure. Like, it was just a disaster. And I was so moved by that incident, because again, I was already emotionally sort of resonating, because I was telling this story about my own struggle, and I just poked my business partner in the ribs, and he's our operating principal in Greater Hartford, so he's part of our leadership team there, and I just looked at him, and he and I share this passion, and I just said, we have got to do something about this. Like, there's got to be a way, and it really started with us just trying to help those 11 people in that room. That was the impetus behind what is RE Profit today. We just said, let's get ourselves in a conference room. We're passionate about this, and let's figure out, how do we solve this problem for those people? And it started with, let's get a partnership with a bookkeeper. Then it was, teaching everybody how to use mint.com, trying to customize stuff. And there were just, we brought a QuickBooks expert into the market center. He and I started teaching classes around real estate agent financials in our market center. And what came of it was the realization that you will never teach a realtor how to be a bookkeeper. Like, that is not going to happen, right? They're not going to slow down long enough to learn to be a bookkeeper or an accountant. You have to make that part of the business turnkey for them.
Right.
And so we didn't set out to build a software company. We set out to solve a problem. And then what became real was, well, if you could use technology to do this stuff for you, agents could just plug in and it would solve the problem for them. And so that's how we got to where we are today.
Okay. Now, before we dive into RE Profit, I want to check in with Jonathan. How are we doing for sponsor ID, Jonathan?
I think we need to go to our break, Thomas, and then we'll come back and we're going to find out how you can improve your financial situation with some guidance from Matt and his company. So we'll be coming back in a minute, folks.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRight. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-right.com.
We're coming back. And Thomas is going to deal some more with Matt about how you deal with this awful situation.
All right. And Jonathan, you jump in whenever you want here, sir. So let's talk about RE Profit, because now we've got the behind the scenes of how we got to this point. But now this went beyond serving 12 people. This has now become a full-scale company with technology behind it. So first of all, can you explain what the product and service actually is?
Yeah, I mean, it's about as rotisserie as you can get in the bookkeeping world. So, meaning we built it so that it's set it and forget it, right? So effectively what RE Profit's going to do is it's going to link directly to an agent's business bank accounts, personal bank accounts, and credit cards. It's an unlimited number of accounts that you can link to. It pulls all of their transaction data directly into our system. It auto-categorizes the expenses, puts them into pre-bucketed budget columns that are based on proven models and systems. It red light, green lights where those expenses are, so that it tells you if you're overspending in a particular category or underspending based on what your volume of production is. So once that all comes together, you immediately are looking at a real-time, fully functional profit and loss statement, which if you're running a business, not a hobby, that is the fundamental building block behind how you determine whether you have a profitable business or just a productive one. And it all starts with that P&L. So when we deliberated over how we wanted the software to work and what we wanted to give to agents, I mean, there's 100 million bells and whistles from the finance and accounting world that can be valuable, but we really wanted to keep it simple enough so that agents could look at it and start to ask the important questions about what parts of their business are working really well. So then there's a secondary part of it, which is that we've also built into it a return on investment report where we actually calculate out specifically based on what your expenses are in your business and what your actual income is. So in real time, you can plug into the system at any moment and you can see what expenses you have that are actually creating a return. You can look at them side by side so that each day you can make decisions about where you need to turn the faucet up and where you need to turn the faucet down. So this is like what every other business in the world does, right? So I always use the example when I'm teaching of, you know, a Dunkin' Donuts, right? So you guys have Dunkin' Donuts on the West Coast now, right?
I believe we do, yeah.
most people know what Dunkin' Donuts is. But
yeah.
If you were running a Dunkin' Donuts and you had every morning you ordered 100 strawberry frosted donuts and, you know, 15 glazed donuts, and every day at the end of the day you had 95 strawberry frosted donuts left over, you wouldn't say, oh, what a great day, I sold 5 strawberry frosted donuts. You'd be like, wow, I over-ordered those. I should order less. Right. In our business, it's not so transparent, though. Unfortunately, we don't necessarily know how many of our donuts are left over at the end of the day because we're not tracking it. So that's kind of what the system does, is at the end of each day or each week or each month or every quarter or even every year, you can dial in and say, what did I do that worked really well? What did I do that worked okay? And what did I do that didn't work at all? And so you can really start to figure out what you should be doing more of.
Let me ask you on that, because I can see where some things would be specific. Like I just sent $400 for these just listed postcards for the specific listing, so that's trackable. But what about something where like you're it's more generic, like you did a mailer or something that's a little more spread out? How does it know like how much credit to give that for ROI, you know, based on a paycheck, or I'm sorry, I should, bad word there, a commission check.
Right.
You know what I'm saying though? Like, how does it know, what's the intelligence behind that?
So, you know, that is, we limited how much interaction an agent has to do with the system as much as we possibly could. The one thing that only an agent is going to know is the source of the income that they just brought into their business, right? So every single transaction comes from something. And it could be a relationship, it could be Sphere, it could be a mailer, but somehow the phone rang and somebody said, hi, this is Joe and Sally Smith and we want you to come list our home. Right. And at some point, if you're running your business, even if you're not even running your business like a business, you're going to say, great, how did you hear of me? You know, and that's how you're going to track it. So we that's the one piece of information that an agent's really got to plug into the system. But once that's plugged in, that source is automatically going to be tied back to an existing expense in the system already. And so it's going to automatically tabulate what your return on investment is. Okay. So if you are farming, we'll use farming for instance, if you have a specific, you know, neighborhood where you're sending a mailer every month and, you know, you're spending, let's say, you know, $400 a month on this particular neighborhood, and you start to get leads from that neighborhood, and the person calls and you say, you know, well, how'd you get my name? And they say, well, I just, you know, you send me your mailers. Like, that's going to be you're going to source that transaction to that farming campaign. Okay. If they say, you know, well, you sold my cousin's house, you're going to say, okay, that's a Sphere. That came from my Sphere marketing, which maybe is a 33 touch campaign or any other kind of campaign that you might be marketing to your Sphere.
Okay, that makes sense.
As an agent, you're going to have to track that.
Okay. All right, so there's a little bit of work involved, but this plugs in the same way QuickBooks can plug into your accounts. But now, you know, I'm going to give you a devil's advocate question. QuickBooks is a large company, and probably people give it a little more leeway in cybersecurity. What assurances do people have of their accounts being safe with RE Profit?
Yeah, so when we set out to build the system, we actually partnered with a large software development company, actually based right where I am today here in Washington, D.C. And their specialty, they're renowned as one of the top security specialists in the country. And they actually do a bunch of work for like the Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security. That is their niche, is security. So we knew that as two real estate sales guys, you know, our credibility in that space was going to be, people would say, well, did you build this in your garage? And it's like, no, we didn't. So we actually went out and sought out a company that would would give us not only credibility in that space, but be able to keep us on par with the cutting edge in that space. So the way that they've instructed us to talk about security is to say basically that anything is as secure as any other online banking platform that might be out there. So it's all built on effectively the exact same platform that QuickBooks is built on or any other financial platform that you might be using.
Okay. Although I guess if you built it in your garage, you'd be in line with Steve Jobs, so it wouldn't be too bad.
That's true. He's not a bad one to emulate.
Yeah. Right. So now what kind of pushback are you getting like for selling this? Is it more just people not wanting to spend the money on it, or are you having a harder time convincing agents that they need this? What's the bigger challenge?
Such an important question. And one of the most intriguing things that I've experienced is that if you stand in a room of 100 agents and you ask them, you know, how many of you believe that you should be running your business off a profit and loss statement, 99 out of 100 will raise their hand. Right. And then if you say, how many of you are running your business off a profit and loss statement, 2 to 3 of them will raise their hand, right? So it's really fascinating. So we actually don't get a whole lot of pushback in regard to people not needing it. It's more that I think that there's a learning gap that exists, that people are intimidated by it because it's just like, great, now what do? I know the first time I looked at a profit and loss statement, not only for my business, but just in general. I mean, when the first time I looked at it for my business, I wanted to throw up because number one, it told me very clearly that I was broke and I was spending way too much money and that I had to sell way more in order to ever get profitable. But number two, it's massively overwhelming. It's just a lot of numbers on a page and they don't mean anything to you. Unless you start to ask the important questions about what do these numbers mean? What are they supposed to be? Because otherwise they're just numbers, you know? And so what we did in the system is we really matched it up to real budgets based on real performance of real agents so that the system tells you not only what you're spending, but what you're supposed to be spending. So we actually baked the learning right into it. So, you know, it's intended so that an agent can plug in and then not only do they see what they're doing, but also what they should be doing based on what their volume and production is. So the most of the pushback just comes from people that are intimidated by what they're going to see.
Okay. You
know, just like, I'm not sure that I know even what to do with it. And that's why one of the things that we learned early on when we first started rolling this out is that we actually provide a 30-minute coaching call for each and every new user. So we do a one-on-one onboarding. We have a team of onboarding specialists that bring each new user on and we show them all the features and systems and tools and things that you need to click on and what to do and what it means. And that's been enough for most agents to really get up and running with the system so that they feel confident enough, again, to take the deeper dive. That's what we want to do. We just want to bridge the education gap. So, and it's, you know, that you asked is there pushback on the cost? Well, you know, we give this away for free for 60 days. With a love us or leave us guarantee to any agent that wants to try it. So literally we will onboard you. We will put you into the system. We will help you get up and running without ever charging your credit card. And we believe so firmly that this is, you know, and we really believe it's an industry changing platform. I mean, we feel like we're going to help educate agents on how to run their businesses like businesses and move away from it being, you know, more of a hobby.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you know, I think, in our industry, especially, we celebrate gross more than we ever talk about net. And where I'm going with this is, you know, having a budget and that keeps your net in the black may sound like a restrictive thing to do. It's like putting the leash on, but it's really freedom. Wouldn't you say that it's actually giving people more freedom?
It's liberating. It literally, that is the word that I used when I was in that seminar or that retreat with that, with my team. I use that word. I said, the most liberating thing that I've done is to get real clarity around my numbers because you're not guessing anymore, you know, and guessing just comes with risk and risk feels uncomfortable. And if you're running a business that way, where the risk could be the difference of you making your mortgage payment or not, it's just not worth it. Like that's just not a life that anybody should have to live. Particularly in this industry where the rewards are so great in this business if you just dial into the practices that you need to dial into. It's such a rewarding business. I'm not saying it's not hard. It is hard, but ultimately these are simple things. If you want to run a successful business, it's just the tools are there. You just got to use it.
Well, and I would imagine too that once you get over the initial creation of this habit, it becomes kind of second nature, and it just, you know, it's not taking up every day of your life. I mean, once you get it set up and you get yourself conditioned to it, it's a habit of success. But I mean, you raised a good point earlier, because I mean, you know, if you're guessing at your finances, I mean, it's like hiring a contractor to build you a house and he shows up without a tape measure.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, or blueprints.
Exactly. He's just like free flow building you a house. Yeah. It's like, it'll be done. When it's done, it'll be done. It'll be great. But yeah, that's unfortunately how a lot of agents are living their lives. You know, we're just winging it when it comes to our finances, which is crazy. Because you wouldn't even accept that if you were going to take a job. Imagine if you went to a job interview and they said, I would love to have you come and work for me for 10 to 15 hours a day, 7 days a week. I can call you anytime I want. You're going to have to answer emails at all hours of the day. And I might pay you. I might not.
Right.
Who would take that job? But that's literally how agents are like waking up every day. They're like, I am going to bust my butt. I am crush myself. I'm going to work myself into oblivion and maybe I'll make some money. Like, we would never accept that in any other circumstance, yet the industry sets that up as the expectation. And so again, I'm obviously, you know, we talked about this a little pre-interview, you know, I'm fired up about this. I feel like we have helped so many people, and we've got hundreds of people that have given us testimonials about how this has just changed their clarity on their business, how they're making different decisions, just through tax season, which we, you know, just came through. I mean, just the simplicity of being able to push a button and hand your accountant everything in a Schedule C format rather than shoeboxes and Excel spreadsheets. I mean, that alone is worth, you know, 8 to 10 hours of your life, you know, and you just think of all the time that you can regain and the clarity. I mean, this is one of the fundamental building blocks for agents, and it's been missing in our industry for years.
Amen. Man, I mean, this is why I wanted you on, because I beat this drum a lot, but you've done something more about it. You're not just complaining about it. You're actually doing something about it. And I appreciate having you on to explain to agents, and hopefully they check out your website and take you up on that free 60 days and see, because I think what they would find is, you know, you talk about taxes. It is less expensive to have your taxes done when they're more organized for your tax preparer.
I mean,
that alone is a reason to do it, if not the freedom that it brings you. And now you can book that vacation confidently because you know you've earmarked a certain amount of money aside for it, or you can buy that new car, or whatever it is you're doing. You're taking the mystery of, can I really do this, out of it, because you know you can.
That's right.
But it's facing the reality too. I mean, there's the flip side is we've got to accept the limitations of it too. That, well, maybe I got to deny myself some things too.
That's the pain point that I think people aren't ready to adopt. You know, is that we talk about GCI and volume sold because those are really big numbers, right?
But
if I'm like, yeah, I'm a $20 million producer and my profit's $40,000, that doesn't sound as good. But that's a reality. I mean, there are agents out there that are living those numbers. And you know, you wouldn't invest in that company, but you would invest your entire life. But agents will invest their entire livelihood in that kind of a business model, which is, you know, it's crazy to me. And by the way, it's crazy to me, and I lived it. So I get it. And it's not like I'm not coming from judgment on this. It's just it's a curable, you know, pandemic that, you know, I'm trying to beat the drum to help as many agents as we can just get clarity around financials and start using that as a foundational building block to building big, big lives.
Yeah,
I totally agree with you, Matt. But you know, the couple of bits of advice I would give to agents or anybody that's self-employed situation is you got to have ongoing profit and loss system where you have some idea of your figures and have savings ready developed that would cover 6 months if you got run over by a bus or something happened. You got a bridge of about 6 months to cover all your major living expenses. Would you agree with that, Matt?
100%. Yeah. And in fact, I do, as part of our RE Profit business platform, I do teach a class. It's about a 2.5 to 3 hour agent financials class, which involves, multiple different facets of how to build wealth in real estate. And that's one of the foundational pieces of it, which is, how do you start? You start with getting clarity, and then you start with putting away the money that you need in order to save for the rainy day. To be in business in the way that most businesses are, you've got to have reserves. So I'd totally agree with you, John.
Well, it occurred to me that, everyone's listening to this on iTunes, but for those that are watching the video, we should probably explain why you're talking about recovering from wealth while you're in front of a wall that looks like you're in some back alley.
I'm in war-torn Syria.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I don't want people to think that this is all hooey.
Yeah, I am. Today I am. I'm presenting to a class in Washington D.C. and we're at a VFW hall. There's about 100 agents in the classroom. We just broke for lunch, and I found myself in a little corner. To get some quiet and some space away from everybody so that we could do the podcast. So,
well, we truly appreciate you joining us today, and I know you got to get back to that, but so we're going to let you go. But before we do sign off, would you please let people know how they can find you, Matt the Realtor, and Matt the RE Profit?
Yeah, so you can visit my website for my real estate team at themialeyteam.com. It's M-I-A-L-E. We're serving all of the state of Connecticut. So obviously, if you've got referrals, we're happy to service them at a high level. RE Profit is spelled R-E-P-R-O-P-H-E-T. So we did a little play on the profit in that we're trying to predict and help your future in the real estate business. So a little play on words there. But that, again, is reprofit.com. And you can always email me at Matt@themialeyteam or MatthewMialley@reprofit.com. Let me know if anybody wants to take advantage of a trial. We're happy to get you set up and do a free onboarding. And I really can't thank you enough, Tom and John. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. And, let us know if we can ever help in any way.
Well, and we'll definitely have all your contact information and the 60-day offer on the MailRight website for the video, so people will know about that.
Awesome.
And just appreciate having guys like you in the industry that take it beyond the inward focus and are trying to help other agents and turn this 80% failure rate, which is rapidly turning into 90%, according to some of the stats. We need to spin that around and get more success in the industry for everyone.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Jonathan, do you want to sign off and let people know how they reach you?
Yeah, sure. It's quite easy, folks. You find me on Twitter on my personal profile at Jonathan Denwood. You can email me, jonathan@mel-right.com, or you can go to our Facebook page where you'll find these interviews in video format on that page and friend it. And what I would say, folks, if you're getting value from the show, please leave us a review on iTunes. It helps the show be found by other agents. And if you can leave some comments or email us about what subjects you would like us to cover in the coming months, that would be helpful, because obviously we want to cover subjects that you really want to hear some experts about. And me and Thomas are dedicated to provide value through the show, through education, aren't we, Thomas?
Absolutely. And we're trying to do our part here too.
Right. So Thomas is going to be on his own next week. I'm going off on an online SEO, search engine optimization course, run for 4 days. So he'll be running the show. So if everything goes wrong, it's totally his fault. We'll see you next week, folks. Bye.